Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 281 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have another great question today from Alex, which is sort of a follow-up from yesterday, not from the same person, but both of them had to do with podcasts. Yesterday's in episode 280 was about, should I go blog or should I go podcast? And today's is, well, if you're going to go podcast, how do you compete? So before we get to Alex's question specifically, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. So check it out. If you're looking to add anybody else into your business to help you with your business, like an employee or somebody on staff, whether you are a solopreneur or you are a business of hundreds, the best way to do it is to go to ZipRecruiter.com, because you put your job description there of the type of person you're looking for, and they will send that job description out to 50 plus job sites for you with just a couple clicks of a button, and they will also filter and find the best candidates for you as well. So you don't have to waste time going to all those different sites. ZipRecruiter.com will do it for you. So all you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat, and you can make that magic happen for you. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Sweet. Now let's get to today's question from Alex.
Hi, Pat. My name is Alex, and I've got a question for you. So for the past 4 or 5 years, I've been running an online business-related website. I concentrate on affiliate marketing and related stuff. Now, to be honest, this venture has been on and off for me, and only for the past year and a half or so, I've been getting really, really serious about it and working a lot smarter and harder on the whole business itself. Now, I've been listening to podcasts for a few years as well, and I would really love to have my own podcast because I find it so much easier to communicate through a podcast and tell people your experiences and suggest things and reveal what works for you, what doesn't work. Well, you get the drill, right? So the question is, there's so many podcasts right now in this niche of online business, and they're actually huge brands starting podcasts. And I see it's really, really hard to compete with them because, well, first of all, there's so many, and a lot of them already have a pre-built audience, not necessarily podcast audience, but they have huge email lists. They have a huge social network following. So it's a lot easier for them to get fans and just people listening to their podcast. So once again, that's the question. Do you think it's worth starting a podcast on online business right now in 2015? Thanks a lot for your answers. I really appreciate everything you do. And congratulations on One Day BB. I've been listening to that in the past few days. So thanks again.
Alex, thank you so much for the question today. And I really appreciate the kind words about One Day Business Breakthrough. It's going extremely well. Me and Chris are having a great time. Another episode just went live today. For everybody else out there listening, you can go to onedaybb.com to check it out. You can also check out our live event happening in a couple months. Actually, we're just putting all the touches together for that right now. So that's at onedaybb.com/live. But anyway, Alex, this question is about you and helping you out. So you are thinking about starting a podcast. Awesome. Podcasts are hot right now, and that's why everybody's getting into it. But when everybody gets into something, it can be very competitive. But I will put it into perspective for you. Currently, and this is just sort of an educated guess based off of some recent statistics that I heard, currently there's probably about 500,000 podcasts out there active overall in all niches, whereas there's over 500 million blogs. So 500,000 versus 500 million. So that right there will tell you that there's still a lot of room in the podcasting world. And when you think about how many websites there are about online business in the blogging website space, it might not seem as intimidating to get into the podcasting arena. And that's for a few reasons. I mean, there's a lot of room still, and there are big brands coming out, but there are also a lot of single person brands coming out with podcasts now that are doing really, really well and that are crushing some of those bigger brands. Some of those bigger brands don't do it right. It's just the honest truth. And what's cool about, if you're just by yourself is you can bring a fresh perspective and you are not tied down to any sort of standards with your business in terms of procedures with, going up to the higher end guys to make sure they approve everything. I mean, the podcast is truly your own thing. And that's your advantage as sort of a solopreneur if you're by yourself in the podcasting world. You could do it however you want to do. This is your show. Obviously, you have to follow federal laws and state laws and things like that. But you know what I'm saying? You can have this show become whatever it is you want it to be. And that is something that's really important to understand because you don't want it to be like any other show that's out there. So is it worth starting a podcast? Yes, absolutely. If you consider your position and how it stands out from everybody else that's out there, big brands, small brands. So hopefully I've debunked the fact that you have to be a big brand in order to succeed with your podcast. You don't. You can be a small brand. You just have to be different and bring something fresh. So that's actually your advantage. No matter what niche you're in, your advantage coming in late is you get to see what's out there already, what is working for people and adopting those certain things, but also what is not working or what's missing for a particular target market. And you can come in and deliver that. So, Alex, my challenge to you and to everybody else out there is how can you come into this space differently? And it might take a lot of time, and that's time that you need to spend, or else you're going to just do something else that somebody else has already done. You're going to interview the same people. You're going to have the same format of another show, and you'll always be second best. No, you want to bring something fresh and say, man, Alex's show is awesome because he's the one who fill in the blank. See what I mean? He is the one who whatever that thing might be. Be creative too. So step out of the box, think creatively, and you'll deliver some good stuff. And iTunes is still at a point where the little guys can still get some recognition. I know a lot of people, especially because I'm a part of groups like Podcasters Paradise through John Lee Dumas and Entrepreneur on Fire and Podcasters Hangout and all those cool communities on Facebook as well. There are a lot of podcasters who don't have large audiences or social media followings that are getting decent numbers of downloads. Now, they're not going to be millions of downloads, or at least not yet or right in the beginning. But if you imagine 1,000 downloads, which isn't that much compared to some of those bigger brands, but if you compare that 1,000 downloads virtually to a room, a physical room with 1,000 people, I mean, you could literally change lives in that room if you were up on stage speaking in front of 1,000 people. That's what you're doing with a podcast. But you're doing it in an even more intimate way where people plug your voice into their ears and they're doing whatever it is during the day or driving and they're just focusing on you. And so even if the numbers are less, for that reason, it's also worth starting a podcast because, like you said, you can just get really clear with the message and the voice and the connection and the relationship that you're building with your podcasting audience. But going back to what I was mentioning earlier about iTunes still does a lot of things that is equal among anybody who creates a podcast. For example, the opportunity to get into new and noteworthy. Now, there's a few rules. You have to have great artwork, you have to have high quality audio, and you just have to have good content in your show. And that's it. Once you do that, within a couple weeks after you start your show, chances are, in all likelihood, you will become in the new and noteworthy section that is featured right there at the top of people's mobile devices when they go and see what's featured, or when they go on their desktop, they see the logo there. And that's why the cover art's important, because the logo is the first thing they see. So keep that in mind. But, you know, you will get some exposure. You will be a part of that new and noteworthy space or event, I guess you could say, for your podcast, which lasts for about 8 weeks. After the 8 week mark, you will have hopefully built some sort of momentum, climb rankings, and do that sort of thing. Now, I will say and give you some tips in terms of rankings. Rankings are really important because they can give you that exposure. A lot of people like to see what's already being listened to, and if you're just starting out, that can be difficult. Well, you can make connections with other podcasters, other bloggers, and people in your network. You can create connections with people in your on your social media platforms and just start to build buzz for this podcast that's coming out. If you want to set up a landing page and collect emails beforehand so that on day one you can make a big bang with the launch of your podcast, that is what would be recommended, because your podcast will rank based on number of subscribers, number of downloads, and number of ratings and reviews within a short period of time. So you can compete with the larger brands if you play it smart and get all those subscribes and all those downloads and all those ratings and reviews in a very short time period. You can run a contest perhaps or giveaway to have people and entice people to leave reviews and things like that, which is what me and Chris did for One Day Business Breakthrough. And that's how we got our little podcast. And yes, we have audiences already, but we were able to get to the top 12 podcasts in all of iTunes in US. So we beat out NPR and a bunch of other big brands. I mean, we beat Tim Ferriss's brand for a while and Dave Ramsey. We were number one at business forever, and it was awesome. And so it just shows you that if you play it smart and you calculate the timing and all that stuff right, you can make an impact and get new audiences listening to you, and that would be worth it, because then if you keep continuing to provide that value to your listeners, they're going to share it, and hopefully you would take advantage of that to reach new audiences as well. And of course, the people you interview, you know, you can interview some of the same people that other people have already interviewed, but I would try to interview new people as well, because people are always looking for fresh stuff. But if you wanted to, you know, expand your podcast even more, maybe it is worth getting somebody who's already been on a show, who you know shares whenever they're on podcasts. You can have them come on your show, share the story, and in all likelihood, they would share that and help grow your audience by sharing your podcast with that person to their audience. So a bunch of tips all in a short period of time there, Alex, but I hope that helps you out. I appreciate the question very much. I know this is going to help a lot of people. So if you have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, for those of you listening, you can go to askpat.com. And just like Alex, if you get your question featured here on the show, you can get an Ask Pat t-shirt sent your way free of charge on the house. I also want to thank today's sponsor, which is ZipRecruiter.com. If you're looking to add an employee or a staff member to your business to help you with anything, you know, whatever that job description is, give that job description to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat, and they'll put it out there to 50 or more job sites, and so you don't have to do that yourself, and they will find the best candidates for you, all totally free. So you got to check it out. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Pat, and you can take advantage of ZipRecruiter.com service. I know a lot of people here have already done that, and they love it because, I mean, really, it's such a cool thing, and it solves such a big, major headache for everybody. So ZipRecruiter.com/Pat. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today. And as always, I want to end with a quote. And today's quote is, "It is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves." And that was from Sir Edmund Hillary. It is not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow in the next episode of Ask Pat. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week, so you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.